The Great Explorers by Samuel Eliot Morison. There are two prefaces to the book. The preface to the Northern Voyages. This volume, devoted to European voyages to North America prior to 1600, should replace John Fiske's classic Discovery of America, two volumes, 1893, and supplement an irreplaceable work, the first four volumes of Justin Windsor's Narrative and Critical History of America, 1884-89. Nobody in the present century has followed Windsor in attempting to cover the entire field of New World discovery. All honest efforts to throw light on historical darkness, such as this era, have my enthusiastic support. But it has fallen to my lot, working on this subject, to have read some of the most tiresome historical literature in existence. Young men seeking academic promotion, old men seeking publicity. Neither one nor the other knowing the subject in depth, only a particular voyage or a particular map, write worthless articles. And the so-called learned journals are altogether too hospitable to these effusions. Some of these stem from mere personal conceit, others from racial emotion. Canada and the United States seem to be full of racial groups who wish to capture the real discovery for their medieval compatriots. They argue that Columbus and Cabot had so many predecessors as to deserve no more credit than a person who buys a ticket for a cruise at a tourist agency. The cartographical aspect deserves special notice. Literary evidence of these early northern voyages must be supplemented by that of early maps showing bits and pieces of the New World. Most of these are in European libraries or museums. I have attentively examined almost every one, as even the excellent Edward Luther Stevenson full-scale black-and-white photographs do not bring out every detail of a coloured original. Several learned and excellent studies of these maps, especially of the projections they used, have been published by R. A. Skelton, G. R. Crone, Heinrich Winter, and others. But nobody has yet penetrated the secret of how the maps were made. Did the cartographer call on individual discoverers and explorers, record what they said, and borrow their own charts? Did he simply depict his own notion of the relation of early North American discoveries to Asia, and dub in the names of bays and promontories told to him by the sailors, or even make them up? Peculiar features of early maps, which may have been nothing but a draft...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?